Praise be Jesus and Mary. Throughout this week, we've been reading chapter 8 of John's Gospel. And throughout this Gospel, we've been seeing a long discussion on the identity of Christ. A little earlier, our Lord calls himself the light of the world. And at least three times, he's used the expression, I am, recalling God's name as it was revealed to Moses. And today he adds, whoever keeps my word will never see death. And throughout this whole discussion, our Lord has met a whole lot of opposition from the Jews. And regardless of the opposition, our Lord does not mince his words, for he cannot remain silent about his identity. And what's more, he calls his disciples to remain in his word, to live in his truth. This is what we're called to do, to live in this truth, a truth that sometimes is not comfortable, a truth that oftentimes meets opposition, right? But in proclaiming and defending the truth, we can never stoop to compromises because the truth remains. Or as St. Augustine says, good is good even if no one is doing it. And evil is evil even if everyone is doing it. The truth remains. And we have to remain in God's truth. Because we either remain in the word of God, in his truth, or the word of men, in some other truth, in some other opinion. And in defending and proclaiming the truth, it's important to remember that God does not look at our success necessarily, as Mother Teresa would say, but to our fidelity. He expects us to be faithful, and he will always give us the graces to do so. Praise be Jesus and Mary.